Welcome once again to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art. I'm Stan Schmidt, your host. Our visit today is called Reflecting on the Past and Future, Music for All Saints Day, with songs by Brahms, J.S. Bach, John Rutter, and two American spirituals. Our visit opened with O Heilen Reich die Himmel auf, O Savior, open up the heavenly gates and come down. That was by Johannes Brahms and published in 1878, and the text enabled Brahms to work in a much more personal and dramatic way with 4 to 6 parts. You heard Frieder Bernius and the Stuttgart Kammerchor. This visit rests in the fact that our lives are short, and the time flies without us realizing it, which moves us to the third verse of the great German Requiem by Brahms. Lord, make me to know I have no continuing place on earth, and I seek one to come. Baritone Nathan Gunn is the soloist, and Craig Jessup leads the Mormon Tabernacle Choir and Utah Symphony.
Must perish. Thank you.
That was the magnificent third verse of the monumental German Requiem by Brahms, sung in English, a translation by Robert Shaw, with baritone Nathan Gunn as the soloist and Craig Jessup on the podium leading the Mormon Tabernacle Choir and Utah Symphony. That meaningful duet of the well-known American spiritual helps us tell the story of this visit. Featured were the voices of Nicole Cabell and Allison Cambridge from Chicago, backed by the Lake Forest Symphony conducted by Vladimir Kulinovic. One of my favorite psalm settings is this by John Rutter, and again it adds great strength and meaning to this All Saints Day program. Using excerpts of Psalm 27, Mr. Rutter's music swells with the love of the divine. These are the Cambridge Singers and the City of London Sinfonia. The Lord is my light and salvation. Of whom shall I fear? You just heard "The Lord is My Light and My Salvation," a setting of Psalm 27 by John Rutter. And now that the Cambridge Singers have taken our spirits to a much higher level, we can move to the fact that this is a tremendous bit of good news.
Kingdom, ain't that good news? I've got a crown up in a dark kingdom, ain't that good news? I'm gonna lay down this word, gonna shoulder up my cross, gonna take it home to Jesus, ain't that good news? I've got a hop up in a dark kingdom, ain't that good news? I've got a hop up in a dark kingdom, ain't that good news? I'm gonna lay down at this world, gonna shoulder up on my cross, gonna take it home to Jesus, ain't that the news? I'm gonna rope up in a dark kingdom, ain't that good news? I've gonna rope up in a dark kingdom, ain't that good news? I'm gonna lay down at this world, gonna shoulder up my cross, gonna take it home to Jesus, ain't that good news? I've got some slippers up in the kingdom, ain't that good news? I've got some slippers up in the kingdom, ain't that good news? I'm gonna lay down at his word, gonna shoulder up on my cross, gonna take it home to Jesus, ain't that good news?
The voices of Nicole Cabell and Allison Cambridge as they took our tickets and we entered a whole new world. Ain't that good news? The Lake Forest Symphony was guided by Vladimir Kulenovic. You are listening to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art, now in its 26th year. Originating in the studios of Going Beyond Words, Inc. in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and created especially for the American Choral Directors Association. For more information, visit us at goingbeyondwords.com. Many of you who follow the church year are acquainted with All Saints' Day. It is the time that congregations take to remember those of their organization that have died during the past year. Yes, we do that during Memorial Day as a nation. But if one looks at their church calendar like Johann Sebastian Bach did, he might have said, "This is the end of the Sundays of the Trinity, and now we must reflect on those who went before us, and I will express this in music." In his essay concerning All Saints' Day, Chaplain Mike explains, and I quote, "When you listen to Bach's Chorale Cantata No. 26, Ah, How Fleeting, Ah, How Empty, without paying attention to the words, it may give you the impression that this is a very joyful piece. However, this is a meditation on the gospel story, reflecting on the fleeting nature of human existence. The subject is dealt with by the music, not with gloom and resignation, but with the knowledge that redemption is the goal of human existence, rather than the pursuit of us here on earth." End quote. So let's take a listen to Cantata 26 by J.S. Bach. Helmut Rehling, Bach scholar from Germany, is in charge, with Arlene Auger, soprano, Doris Soffel, alto, Adalbert Kraus, tenor, and Philip Heukenlocher. He's the bass. The sounds of the choir and orchestra belong to the Gaeckinger Kantorei and Bach Collegium of Stuttgart. This is cantata BWV 26, Ach wie fruchtig, ach wie nichtig.
Alles in den Abgrund schießt.
weitergeht. Die Stunden eilen, wie sich die Tropfen plötzlich eilen, denn alles in den Abgrund schießt. Ein Rauschen Wasser schießt. So schnell ein Rauschen Wasser schießt. So heilen unseres Lebens Tage, unseres Lebens Tage. Unsers Lebens Tage. So schnell, so schnell, ein rauschend Wasser schießt. So das Lebenstage so heilen, unseres Lebenstage so schnell ein rauschend Wasser schießt so heilen, unseres Lebenstage, unseres Lebenstage. Unsers Lebenstage.
Das Herz zu hängen ist eine Verführung der törichten Welt, ist eine Verführung, ist eine Verführung. An irdische Schätze das Herz zu hängen ist eine Verführung der törichten Welt, ist eine Verführung. Ist eine Verführung der törichten Welt, an irdische Schätze das Herz zu hängen, ist eine Verführung der törichten Welt. Musik. Wolken stehen, verzierende Gluten. Wir rauschen und reißen in die wallenden Fluten, bis alles zerschmettert, wie Trümmer zerfällt. Stehen verzierende Gluten, wir rauschen und reißen die fallenden Fluten, bis alles zerschmettert, wie Trümmer zerfällt. Das Herz zu hängen ist eine Verführung der törichten Welt, ist eine Verführung, ist eine Verführung. An irdische Schätze das Herz zu hängen ist eine Verführung der törichten Welt, ist eine Verführung. Eine Verführung ist eine Verführung der törichten Welt, der törichten Welt, der törichten Welt.
That was Cantata 26 by Johann Sebastian Bach. The English title is Ah, How Fleeting, Ah, How Insubstantial is Man's Life. It was offered by soloists and the Geiginger Kantorei and Bach Collegium of Stuttgart with Herr Helmut Rehling on the podium. It is right, then, that we should conclude this broadcast with a significant chorus from the German Requiem by Brahms. We again hear the English version done by Robert Shaw, and Craig Jessup is the conductor with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir and Utah Symphony. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord.
Thank you.
You have just heard the final chorus of the German Requiem by Johannes Brahms, Blessed Are the Dead. Dr. Craig Jessup led the voices of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir and the Utah Symphony. And you heard it here on Going Beyond Words. For the past hour, you've been listening to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art. This visit was called Reflecting the Past and the Future. And I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, thanking you for being there and inviting you to more listening of the great vocal and choral works available to grow our perspective of life. Going Beyond Words is enthusiastically endorsed by the American Choral Directors Association. Please try to attend a vocal or choral concert this week, and always remember to sing when and wherever you can.
You've been listening to Going Beyond Words with Stan Schmidt, a production of Going Beyond Words, Inc., copyright 2018.